Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You can take a girl out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the girl. And you can hear that clearly and beautifully in the music of singer-songwriter Shelby Lynn.
Her move from her native Alabama to California is part of the inspiration behind her new album called I Can't Imagine. Shelby Lynn will be performing the album in full tomorrow night at Johnny D's in Somerville. She's live with us right now. This is her song, Sold the Devil Sunshine.
Changes I can't predict. Seas are in control. Gravity plays a part. I know it all by heart. Sunshine, yeah. We sold the devil a dash of sunshine, yeah. Oh, we all on this planet, arm in arm as we turn. Sister, brother, and our earth mother, ooh, we sold the devil a dash of sunshine, yeah, we did. We sold the devil a dash of sunshine.
Does not get any better than that on Radio Boston. That's Shelby Lynn singing Sold the Devil Sunshine from her brand new album, I Can't Imagine. She's joined by Ben Peeler on guitar, and she'll be performing tomorrow night at Johnny D's in Somerville. And Shelby Lynn, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank
so
you.
Great to have you.
Great to be here.
Oh my God, I've got to let my heart sort
I'm
of
I'm thrilled
calm.
To be here. I've been waiting on y'all to call me.
Well, we're glad to have you. Tell us something about that song, Sold the Devil Sunshine.
Well, we wrote
so
it.
Beautiful.
We wrote it. Ben and I wrote it. And it's his music and my words I had laying around. And, you know, I just wrote that song because I just wanted to, you know, make the devil mad.
So your words and Ben's music. So how does that work? I mean, do the words come first? Ben adds
you know,
the music. How does that work?
It comes both ways. So we just wanted to write together.
It's the first time I think I've written with you. Yeah. You wrote most of the stuff that you do, you write yourself.
Yeah, I do, but, you know, I like the male flavor every now and again.
And she had the words, and we just kind of sat down, and I was feeling very Staples singing.
That's right.
But I didn't tell her that, and we just let it go.
Yeah. Oh, and God. I'm, you know, I'm generally usually easy to please.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
But Ben said, uh-huh.
You said that on the radio.
So, Shelby, you've been living in California now for the past 16 years.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
That
originally from the South, mm-hmm. Alabama specifically.
Yeah.
Why'd you head west?
Well, I love California. I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna, like, it's got everything I need, you know.
Yeah.
Don't let me tell you what.
But we mentioned we use that that phrase, you can take the girl out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the girl.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, South's still singing in me.
Mm.
And I don't have any intention in losing that. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
I just take it with me. You know, I think it's like anything. You keep the good and toss out the bad.
But your relocation westward is a theme throughout this new album, right? Including the title track called I Can't Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So what can't you imagine?
Well, it's just, you know, that particular song is about I can't imagine having a friend being in that much pain.
Hmm.
But the song talks about my kind of journey on the California coast and leaving the coast and winding up in the California desert.
Hmm.
So that's been home now for all that time.
Right. So the next song you're going to do for us, Back Door Front Porch.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you say something about that before you do it? Tell us what this is about.
Well, I wrote it about Highway 43 in South Alabama. And if you're on, if you're leaving Mobile going north on Highway 65 to get where I live, you get off on Highway 43. And that's what it's about.
All right. Shelby Lynn doing Back Door Front Porch here on Radio Boston.
I met a morning, dew drips off a mailbox, where a letter stays, informing me to get back on a big airplane. Been making memories in the wrong place, the wrong address. Blacktop highways, ain't a soul in sight for miles. I'm driving blind, but I know it like the back of my abandoned mind. Homesick like this has gotta be a sorry crime, a waste of time. But I always go back in my mind to back door, front porch, window. Back door, front porch, window. Back door, front porch, window. Eyes, empty moving box holds a toast to another time. Empty vessel, broken hearts, and wasted wine. Oh, oh, oh. But I always go back in my mind to back door, front porch. Window, back door, front porch,
window, back door, front porch, window. Back door, front porch, window.
That's Shelby Lynn playing Back Door, Front Porch. It's off her new album, I Can't Imagine. She's accompanied by Ben Peeler on lap steel guitar. They'll be performing tomorrow night at Johnny D's in Somerville. Shelby Lynn, thank you again
for that.
Beautiful.
Appreciate it.
So really, am I reading that right? Expressing some real homesickness about the South or for the South or not?
Should sometimes.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I heard in that song.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So tell us more about that. I mean, what inspired that song?
Well, you always miss where you're from.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just about that.
Yeah. Boy, it's... And this image, back door, front porch, mm-hmm. window, is that sort of...
that? Well, everybody knows what that is.
Yeah.
Everybody's probably had one of those. My back door, front porch, and window are very clear to me where I grew up. So I can just see them. So I hope that's what everybody can do.
Right. Sort of brings you...
Yeah. You know, it just feels good. I remember sitting on the porch swing when I was a youngin', on the front porch. So it just... I can be there here.
Yeah.
And I like pictures and music.
Mm. You do it beautifully. Your songs are so personal and so beautiful.
I tend to get a little personal.
Do they just sort of tumble out of you, or is it like... ripping open a vein and bleeding.
Well, you know, it's not always painful. Sometimes it's good to get it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think pain comes along with the blues. You got to have the blues, you know, the blues sing to everybody.
Yeah. I was reading a review of I Can't Imagine on...
Oh, don't do that.
Well, let me just reread you what this said. This was at AL.com. That's AL for your
you
home state, Alabama.
What said about the review?
What did he say?
Charge.
Yeah.
No,
not that one.
Well, this was a good review. So okay. It said, there's a fresh spirit to it, to your album, that makes it feel as if Shelby Lynn has consolidated the lessons of her experience, gathered her powers, and started looking at things from a new perspective.
I like that power part. I always knew I had superpowers.
But does that bit about a new perspective ring true?
New perspective. Absolutely. You know, I think when you get old... you start looking at everyone.
Who's old? There's no one old in this
older.
Room. Older. Older, okay.
You start looking at everyone as like you should have been doing the other 40 years.
Mm.
It's the same. And you know, it is all the same. We're the same.
Yeah. You're, among other things, well known for your album, I Am Shelby Lynn, which came out in 2000, for which you won a Grammy for Best New Artist,
uh-huh.
even though it was your sixth album. And I've heard you refer to that album as coming from a vulnerable, desperate place. What place did this new album, I Can't Imagine, come from?
Well, we had a good time making it. It was definitely a different place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 16 years ago.
Yeah, right.
So... that's really kind of a long time.
Yeah, it really is.
But I learned a lot so much when making I Am and through all the other records I've made between this one and those. So it's each time I was talking to my sister about it and saying how, you know, making a record is great and I love it and I can't wait to get on the road, but I don't want to sit around and listen to it. You know, it's like a little notch in my, on my, what would you call it, my gun handle there?
Yeah, or your belt.
Holster.
Oh, my revolver.
Holster. There you go, yeah. Yeah. The one we made you check at reception.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay, good. It's great hearing just you and Ben in here together.
We love that. We do that every chance we get. We run them off, don't we?
Yeah, so how does that contrast with what you're going to be doing tomorrow night at Johnny D's? Because you'll be playing with a full band, right?
Yeah, we'll have the whole band, and I mean... You know, it's fun to do it like this because we have the freedom to kind of do more, but it's really great to hear them. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the I Am record, and I know a lot of people are, and I think that one gets realized really well. And then with the new record, it's a great realization of that, you know? Mm. I mean, they're not by any means exactly like the record. But with a band, especially good players, and you can really bring the things in the songs that you're hearing in your head when we play them like this, but they aren't actually happening. You can bring those things out, finally. There's a keyboard player who can hit that part, or there's somebody who can do that harmony, finally. Yeah. You know, and that's the nice thing. I think both of these are good.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we should just go back and record every album acoustically and sell that version too.
That's fine.
Why not?
I'm into that.
So, Shelby, we've got time for one more song,
okay.
And I understand you're going to do Following You, which I know you're going to be playing next. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This is about being in the woods with Daddy when I was a little young and shooting 22 rifles.
All right. Well, we're just going to do a little business. Ben, if you want to start us off, we're just going to say goodbye. We've been talking to singer-songwriter Shelby Lynn. Her new album is called I Can't Imagine. She'll be performing tomorrow night at Johnny D's in Somerville, Friday night at the Narrow Center for the Arts in Fall River. You can find more information at radioboston.org. Shelby Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been so good to have you in here. And this is Radio Boston, production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston, and lucky listeners now, more Shelby Lynn.
Thank you. Following you as night falls on water in the morning, following you, watch day bring long shadows, gardens growing. I'm just a kid, a baby child, waiting on direction from your voices. You're just a king, only a king, but you made all your choices. Following you, even though you don't know where you are going. Following you in your footsteps only lead. Even the wind, I'll pretend, just pretend, let you think I don't know nothing like I'm supposed to. I prop you up, I stand you up, so I can keep you in the knowing. Your halo showing. Following you, following you, following you. Follow.